90.3 867 1190
Near FM.
Hello and welcome back. We have another wonderful guest for you. As we all know, 23rd of September is a wonderful day. It's Culture Night. And we have on the line none other than Marcella Barnon. And she's going to be, she's the arts officer for DCU. And she's going to be giving us some lovely information about what to do on Culture Night. Hi, Marcella.
Hi there. Hiya.
Great to have you. Thank you for being on the line. And you're the arts officer for DCU, and you have a wonderful lineup for us. So I'm going to give you all the time you need. Tell us where we need to be on the 23rd September Culture Night.
Yeah, Culture Night is one of the highlights in DCU's calendar, and it's our way to, I suppose, highlight and celebrate culture and creativity across our contemporary and historic campuses, which are based, you know, in Drumcondra and Glasnevin. This year we will be opening up to the wider public both our Glasnevin campus and our St Patrick's campus, and we have a wide array of events in both places programmed. I suppose the features that I want to highlight today on Glasnevin campus would be an outdoor exhibition called The Dogs of DCU by DCU's award-winning staff photographer Kieran O'Brien. And we have 26 large portraits of dogs from our, I suppose, dog walking community that walk through our campus each week. And they will feature across the Glasnevin campus out on the promenade for anyone to come and see. We have a number of local primary school groups that will be coming to enjoy the exhibitions that morning, and we have scavenger hunts and maps planned for their visits. We also have a pop-up arts and culture hub in the Marquee on Glasnevin Promenade, and it will feature some of DCU's best student talent, including our jazz sock, our dance society, DJs, alternative music, chamber singing, and also that will finish up with special guest Table 8 Brass Band from 4 to 5.30 with refreshments and food. And then we move down to our St Patrick's campus, which is just down on Upper Drumcondra Road. We have lots going on there for families and different audiences. We have a pop-up arts tent for kids. We have reading and writing workshops with our resident writers Sive Devon and Dave Rudden. We're also calling out to trad musicians of all levels and ages to come join us in the courtyard of the historic quad at St Patrick's campus for a large session. This music session will be led by Dr. Sean Doherty and some of his colleagues in the music school. We'll also be exhibiting artwork by DCU's resident visual artists Elva Mulcrone and Emily Wazak. We will have heritage tours of Belvedere House and other parts of the campus led by Dr. Ruth McManus, as well as tours of our contemporary Craigan Library, which is one of, you know, the most prominent landmarks there on Upper Drumcondra Road, and we're really proud of that building and the architecture that's there. And that evening we'll finish up with special guests Stomptown Brass, who will be performing along the library forecourt at 6 and 7 o'clock, and it will finish up with a performance from the balcony of Craigan Library at 8 p.m. And we see that as sort of our Beatles moment, because they will be performing out onto Drumcondra Road from the balcony, and for anyone along the street to hear and enjoy.
That sounds like a day out.
Oh, look, it's a great day out. Like last year, now we had phenomenal numbers. We must have about 300 or 400 people, and it was wonderful because it was from age, you know, 2 to 85. It you know, that's we really wanted. The whole idea is to open up DCU to the public. It's about embracing the beautiful campuses that we have on offer. You know, the university has come alive this last 2 weeks because we've welcomed back students after, I suppose, a 2-year hiatus with COVID, and you know, it's such a vibrant and exciting time, you know, for us and for young people, and we would like the community, I suppose, to enjoy some of that energy and some of the activities that we have taking place across the university, particularly on Culture Night.
Right, and the fact that all of them are free also, it's just amazing.
This is it. Yeah, they're all free, and you know, we're not just inviting people to come as visitors or as audience members, but there's lots for people to participate in. We actually did an open call a number of weeks back for crafters, knitters and crocheters to come and create wonderful yarn and wool pieces for us to exhibit throughout the campus, and we've received so many wonderful submissions from people as young as their 20s all the way up to age 86, and as what you know, and as far and wide as Donabate and Port Marnock, Drumcondra, Glasnevin and Finglas, and we will also be featuring those exhibits on campus on Culture Night as well.
Because you are the arts officer there, why, I mean, this is a personal question, but I'm sure it's also on behalf of the listeners. Why is it so important for people to get involved with Culture Night and to express their art, or at least knowledge of the art? Why do you think that is so important to us? Is there a mental health benefit?
Yeah, well, for me, obviously, I'm really passionate about it. It's something that I've worked on all my life. I've always worked in the arts sector, but I've also worked in the arts and with local communities. Culture Night's about celebrating culture, creativity in the arts, and about how we treasure and nurture it in our everyday lives. It's not about this once-off thing that we might go see once a month or twice a year. It's about how do we incorporate it into our everyday lives? How do we look and enjoy it when it comes to hobbies and interests? It doesn't have to be something that's not within our reach. So, for example, if you're interested in history and if you're interested in photography or if you're interested in knitting and crafting, that is all very valid, and it's all about being creative. It's all about enjoying being creative. And then there's obviously the entertainment side of things. It's about, you know, that feeling that you have when you go and see a play and or you listen to some music and the hair stands up at the back of your neck. You know, that kind of that feeling where you feel alive. It's about that as well. It's about how do we embrace that? Because often we get caught up in everything else. You know, we get caught up in the routine and in the, you know, our day and work-life balance. And I think Culture Night is a time to just stop and pause and to say, look, we do this. We are, as Irish people, as Dublin people, we are just... It's very much part of our lives, our daily lives, and it's just a matter of stopping and saying it and celebrating it, and that's what Culture Night is to me. It's as much as about being a participant as it is about being a viewer or an audience member.
And of course, thank you for that, because during COVID we couldn't do this, to listen to live music outside and just enjoying nature again and being together. There's a lot of togetherness there, having the campus been open to everybody, do you think?
Yeah, this week, you know, this past week we've had several thousand students come back to us, and I can't explain the magic and the excitement of all of these young people in the one place, sharing a passion and just being excited about this new future, this future in third level education. And you know, it was really obvious to us that not having people on campus was it was just a really obvious and I suppose what's the word I'm trying to think of? It's not the same. You know, running programs on Zoom and offline, it's not the same. You have to be there. You capture the energy of the audience, of the participants, of the artists, of the teachers, of the, you know, it's something that you have to do as a community. And I'm hoping this Culture Night that our visitors will also see that and embrace that energy that we've been gathering over the last 2 weeks. In DCU.
Thank you. Now, you know, I think I'm saying this on behalf of mothers and parents with children, because there's so many activities. What would you suggest for those with little ones under five? Which is the best one to take them to? They won't be too tired and they will be able to enjoy it and, you know, go home sweetly. And then ones for, you know, your adults, obviously, that they could walk around anyway. But for young people with young families, which would you suggest to be the best one they should at least try and attempt to go to enjoy the arts with their young children?
So for young families, we have the pop-up craft tent. I think that's absolutely perfect. That's from age 2+. And we have some wonderful crafts, or 2 + 5 + 8 + up to 10. That's a perfect one. That can be enjoyed from 6 p.m. onwards. And we also have live music by Stomptown Brass Band. It's an 8-piece brass band. They'll be performing all sorts of contemporary pieces, you know, well-known pop tunes, and they would be moving about, so, you know, and dancing, so young children and families can interact with that band. We also, as I said, we've got a large traditional music session in our quad courtyard. Again, if somebody in your family is musically inclined, come along with your instrument. And even if you don't play, you can come along and listen. It's for all levels, beginners right through to those who are you know, extremely talented. And then we also have workshops, writing workshops, with Clive Devon, who is an early age book writer. She has wonderful picture books. She has a workshop from 4 to 4:45, and then we have also got a workshop with Dave Rudden, who is giving writing tips and talking about writing for children aged 10 plus. And then our library, Craigan Library, we have a number of little scavenger hunt maps. The tours are usually quite fun. You get to go up to the large balcony, which isn't normally open, and you get to look out across North Dublin. You can see as far as, you know, the Clontarf, the Dublin Mountains, and it's beautiful. It's actually a really beautiful experience. I suppose there's exhibitions that you can go and have a look at the work on the walls. So for me, I suppose for that age group, you're looking at maybe from 6 to 7 p.m. and there's plenty going on at that time that people can just, they don't have to book, they can just fall upon and enjoy and take part for as long as they can, or as long as their children have energy for.
Oh, that's fantastic, because I think there's nothing worse than children getting somewhere and not really knowing where they are, and they start making a fuss. But it seems as if, DC, you've thought about that, and we could take our families really young and have a great time. Now, thank you for all your information. Where can we go and get more information? We've got 1 week to prepare ourselves, to organise ourselves. Where can we go and get more information?
I think the easiest thing to do is Google Culture Night DCU, and that will bring you to our web page that's specifically for Culture Night. It's a really long web address, so it'll probably be easier to just Google DCU Culture Night, and there will be a full listing there of events, as well as detailed information on each event.
Right, and so they can book. Some things need booking, obviously, and so they could book in for those ones.
There's only a small number of things that need booking. I think the writers' workshops are the only things that need booking. The rest are just pop in or drop in.
Well, I think the dog show sounds really exciting.
You know, it's going to be wonderful. The actual artworks, the photos themselves, will be about 4 foot by 4 foot. And because they're outdoors, again, you know, we've a number of school groups coming, so you can. We've created a little map from 1 to 26, and we also have a sort of a quiz where children can follow the artworks around, collect the names of some of the dogs that are featured, and get a little award at the end.
Oh, great!
And beside the exhibition, I suppose the exhibition is in the main promenade of Glasnevin campus, and right beside it we have the marquee, and throughout the afternoon there's live music and dance and all sorts of entertainment in that marquee. So again, like that, if you come visit, you can look at the exhibition, you can pop in and listen to a bit of music, you can enjoy some coffee and treats from the coffee dock, and you can wander off at a time that suits. That's the thing about Culture Night. There doesn't have to be a huge amount of planning. You don't have to book way in advance. You can come and enjoy it for as long as, you know, you can or you want, and you can head off.
Well, that sounds a real treat that DCU's opened up these campuses and we can have a great time. I just want to thank you for taking the time to come and tell us more? Is there anything that I've missed that we should know about?
No, nothing at all. I mean, just to say, come on ahead down. We're open from 5 p.m. on St. Pat's campus, or sorry, 4 p.m. on St. Pat's campus, and it's starting off from 12. Actually, it's Culture Night Day really on Glasnevin campus. It's from 12 p.m. on Glasnevin campus. So it's a whole day affair really.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Marcella. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and you probably will see me on the dog show.
And see you then. Okay. Take care.
And thank you. Thank you so much. That was Marcella Bonon from the Arts Officer at DCU, and she was giving us some fantastic information. Listen, it's free of charge, lots of things to join in and meet new people, and just basically enjoy the culture of the Irish and all that they do that is wonderful. I especially think live music will be on. Get onto the website, just Google, as she said, DCU Cultural Night, and you're going to find an amazing thing. I'm excited. As I said, I'm thinking that dog show seems exciting. I'd rather have pictures of dogs. I'm not afraid of them, but it'd be really nice to walk through to see all the wonderful arts and everything. And of course, writing. And if you're young, if you're a family with young people, there's lots of stuff for you. I love Culture Night, and I'm sure you do too. Thank you, DCU. Thank you, Marcella, for that wonderful time.
This is Near FM
90.3.